Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskaryare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Govaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, Hare Krishna. This is a sacred initiation ceremony. It's the first initiation which is given to... Good. Gaura Hari is just going and informing the devotees. It is a very important moment in the life of a disciple or of a jiva on his way or her way back home, back to Godhead. And I want to speak a little bit about this moment, and I noticed that there are quite a few of you here. I thought only Sangeeta and her direct friends and mother would be there, but all the better. We all have to think about this moment of initiation and of what it means in our life. In the scriptures it is said that the living entity is on a journey through different life forms and is pretty much during this journey controlled by the material energy. We are not free. We are not free when we die. We are not free when we are born. And we are not free in between our birth and our next death. We are all the time under the control of the material energy. It is one of the greatest mistakes when we think that I am doing something. I'm actually not free to do anything of significance because... Singadev ki jai. This is very, very, very auspicious that previously the information was Nrsingadev would be dressed and would not be here, but see, he is right there. Lord Nrsingadev ki jai. That is very good that a sacred initiation is happening before the deity and not with closed doors. So, we are bound living entities. We are forced in the repeated cycle of birth and death to leave one body behind and go to the next body. And when during this journey, we are so fortunate to come in contact with Krishna consciousness and receive the holy name, then our life can truly change for the better. I really want you to understand that we are bound souls, forced to be born in a certain time, in a certain country, and forced to die at a time which is not within our control. It's not our choice. We are driven, actually. So this process of samsara can come to an end when we receive the seed of bhakti through a genuine lineage or sampradaya who teaches us three things. Who we are, what is our relationship with this world, who is God, second division, what we can do to reach Him, and finally, how to become absorbed in the ecstatic rapture of love of Krishna, prema bhakti. This is what we are learning in the when we come in contact with a representative of these old lineages, these old traditions in which spiritual knowledge, but not just knowledge, also the process, how to practice it and how to get enlightenment and freedom from the cycle of birth and death is given. So, this time when we are officially accepted in such a spiritual school, from where our or where we are taught to interrupt this cycle of birth and death, that is called initiation or the beginning of our spiritual life. It's not that we had no spiritual life before. Yes, we chanted, we read the scriptures, and so on and so forth. But now, with the acceptance in a traditional lineage, something very, very special takes place. We get the seed of bhakti and we can cultivate it in a way that we will ultimately gain full Krishna consciousness. This seed of bhakti is received at the time of initiation, when we are officially accepted in the sampradaya, and when the respective representative of this sampradaya is handing us our beads and takes our commitment to spiritual practice from us, and that is the beginning of this journey back home, back to Godhead. So, what is the seed which is given? This is a very important question. The seed which is given, which we can cultivate thereafter, is Sambandha Gyan and Abhidheya. By now, all of you should be enough well read in our scriptures to know what this is, but I will just say it in two words. Sambandha Gyan is the knowledge of our of relationships, and Abhideya is the knowledge of spiritual practice. Sambandha Gyan teaches us who we are and what is our relationship to the world and the relationship to God, and Abhideya is the process, the spiritual process. This is a seed. This is what we get. It's like a chickpea, which has two sides, left and right. So that bhakti, seed of bhakti, has also these two aspects to it, Sambandha and Abhideya. Then, when we receive it, and this is now very important to, for our, I have to be careful not to say the word, the name, in my mind you already have the other name. What was your old name again? Can you just tell me? Sangeeti? Sangeeta. Acha. Sangeeta. This, Sangeeta, you will get something, but this is very important. You have to take care of this. what you get. You will have to take care of your knowledge and the practice. This is something which no one can do for you. Not your spiritual master, not your friends, not your relatives. Even the Lord will wait for you to do this. This spiritual practice. Please, be very, very, very conscious about this. The journey back home, back to Godhead, requires not only the spiritual master, it requires you to do the process nicely, to execute it nicely. And then, when the instructions and the disciple come together and follow this, then a wonderful, wonderful, mysterious spiritual journey can start. The seed is the holy name, and you will have to cultivate it regularly through chanting. You have to become an expert in the chanting of the holy name. You have to devote yourself and be willing to learn all the skills which are necessary, all the other informations which are necessary. You have to be willing to give it the time, even in difficult times when you don't want to finish your rounds because it's Nisshinga Chaturdasi and you have made garlands all day and all night. You have to do that. That is the readiness, the willingness, which is required of a sincere disciple. Then, only if you have such a commitment, will bhakti grow as a plant, and will grow and grow. We hear from that seed, will grow and grow until finally the lotus feet of Krishna are reached. When I was young, my grandfather gave me a little tree to take care of. I'd never forget it. I've told it a million times, but I tell it a million one time. And he said, "It's your tree. You have to take care of it. You have to give it water. Then only apples will come." And I did this for a long time until by my youthful spirit, I turned into a revolting teenager. I forgot to take care of the tree. Then one summer day, I received a letter from my grandfather. It was not a phone call. My grandfather did not like telephones and recorders and all this. He wrote a letter and said, "Your tree is dying. What are you going to do about it?" And I immediately stopped everything and I went and gave water to the tree. I prayed to God that the tree would grow because I was a young boy. And it started growing again. Now it's a full grown tree and maybe one day you will see it. So this is how Krishna consciousness also. You get the seed, but then you need to do the watering. You need to nourish it so that it can grow and give you the right fruits. There are 10 offenses which you must absolutely guard when you do this practice. It starts about fault finding where you find faults with devotees. These offenses are strictly to be given up. The spiritual master will only initiate a person, a candidate, listen, this is for all of you, when he sees that you do not offend devotees any longer. As long as you are critical with devotees, you cannot take full benefit of the chanting of the holy name. And if you have received the holy name and you turn into a critic, then also the benefit will slip out of your hand and will not come to you. So this obstacles or offenses, you please study. I think you are knowledgeable about them. You have to be mindful of them because the results cannot come if you don't practice them. Last thing I wanted to say is in your spiritual journey, There will be times where you will be challenged. There will be times which you have never ever foreseen. In your spiritual life, there will be storms so intense that you will be surprised. It will come because, like all of us, we are all conditioned souls, and we have still some of that karma which has not yet, which will most properly come unless we turn into a pure devotee overnight. So I really request you, in the journey of your life, keep basic shraddha, or the basic faith, alive. Do not allow that any circumstances in your life steal the shraddha, which is the basis of your spiritual journey, away from you. Whatever comes, it is all right. It has to come in the process of your maturation. And your duty is to always keep your shraddha. No matter when you're down on the ground, when things don't work, and another of your hope and projections has been has not worked, the shraddha which you need to keep is, I'm Krishna's servant, and whatever comes, I will continue my service. Krishna will test each one of us by sending us situations where this basic shraddha, which is the foundation of our spiritual life, is tested. When these tests come, don't panic. Just go patiently through these tests, and you will see that you will be more strong, more intelligent, more devoted, and more glorious. But this shraddha, let no one steal the shraddha. There are many thieves in this world who want to steal the shraddha. Maya is always there on the lookout, and so on. There will be also times when your faith in your spiritual master will be challenged, because it is said, just like the demigods test, just like the demigods test a yogi, the demigods test a disciple, and the test is the faith in the spiritual master. It will be tested in each one of our lives. I wanted to say this because today is a very auspicious day. I have talked a little bit about obstacles, aparadas and tests, but I want to turn back to the main point. You are most fortunate because on Nrisimha's appearance day, when the Lord is so absolutely compassionate and soft-hearted, that He will give you everything you spiritually desire. So you have this wonderful day. I like to give initiations on very special days, like Nityananda's appearance day, or in very special locations, holy places, because I feel I'm not a very qualified devotee of the Lord. But if my those who take shelter get the extra blessings of a holy dham, of a powerful deity, of good devotees, then and of Srila Prabhupada, then the journey will be complete. On the initiation day, I have given your beads to Prabhupada and to all the deities which I know, and have requested them to take care of you. And I certainly will also give my best. They're very auspicious, very auspicious. Oof, oof. Hare Krishna. This is what I want to say today. Now I will ask Gaurahari what we should do next. I will move again.
Ja, oh ja, ja. Kannst du ihr vielleicht umbauen? Sag ich da, you need your next beats. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Do you all notice? It's such a spiritual atmosphere. The whole world sings, you know. It is such a good day. Do you all feel this? This day is very special. How do you feel this, Bhagavad Gita, if I may? Yeah. Chanting Krishna, yes. And I'm having dreams of Vrindavan all day. I mean, not all, I mean, all night, you know, and very good day. Mother is there to bless us. That's very important. You are a very, very, very blessed personality, because you have a devotee daughter that will take care of your spiritual journey and the journey of all the ancestors, including those who are no longer with us. They all are blessed 10 generations back when someone turns into a devotee of Krishna. It's a very blessed day for you also.
Prabhupada,
mercy, yes. And Narasimhadev's mercy, yes. Alright, so, Sangeeta, you please come now. What are the how many rounds may we change after the yeah. And the rules and regulations that you will do. Congratulations. Yes. Thank you very much. Wow. Lord Narasimhadev is extremely merciful to you. Always at the right moments he is there. And he smiles. So, Sangeeta, now listen very carefully. Your good name is the best name. It is Gopi Geeta. Hi, Bo! Hello! And Sangeeta, please also pay your obeisances to... embrace is also good. Yeah. You should now also pay your obeisances to your good mother, who has given you such a wonderful birth. Very mother is always worshipable for us, because she's giving us birth and into this human form of life, very worshipable. Yeah, it was not easy to find the name, because the name is so good. Sang, the old name means singing together, Sangeeta. And you have also good inspiration. It was already the right name. So I have just kept the Gita, the singing, and the Gopi Gita, This is what the gopis do. They sing Krishna's glories. There is a chapter in the Bhagavatam which I request you to study carefully. It is the 10th canto, chapter 21. You will remember, 7 times 3 makes 21. So this is how you can remember. And maybe this is more complicated, but this is how I remember numbers. So there you find how Krishna's dearest devotees are absorbing themselves into praising Krishna. It's called the Venu Gita or the Gopi Gita. This is what is done. And please keep on singing and dancing, and there will be no problems in your spiritual life. So therefore, your examples are the most exalted devotees of Krishna, and your name will always remind you, Gopi Gita Devi Dasi. Woo, it's the best name. The best name. I want to request now all devotees to take instruments in their hands, or clap their hands, and say loudly their blessings. How do you give blessings to a devotee? You go in your heart and study what good feelings you have can muster, and you will please now make a loud, auspicious noise, and bless Gopi Gita. Gaura Premanandi! Hare Krishna.